Pavia Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Nobody's in charge. Joe Biden is asleep. Kamala is at a dance party with Beyonce. Kamala is at a dance party with Beyonce. 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 Dance party with Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce. 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 Party with Beyonce. Beyonce.
Oh, wow. Beyonce. I guess people are doing TikTok dances to that today.
So
that's today's craze. It'll be over by noon.
Oh,
enjoy
yeah.
While it lasts.
Yeah. Here this hour, gone this hour. But there's something musical to the way Trump talks a lot, and I think it lends itself to these sorts of things pretty well. They're killing the dogs. They're killing the cats. They're eating your pets. Allows, you know, it's good for this sort of thing.
Yeah.
At a dance party with Beyonce. Say, with Beyonce.
Beyonce. that's so beautiful.
Oh,
meanwhile, Kamala was actually on the ellipse delivering her final argument, which sounded a little like this.
Donald Trump intends to use the United States military against American citizens who simply disagree with him. People he calls, quote, the enemy from within.
So I'm going to bring people together. He's going to put you in concentration camps. That is the final argument. Okay.
All right.
All right. We talked yesterday about the freakout over the Washington Post's non-endorsement of a presidential candidate. A number of their writers and editors wetting their pants and screeching.
Breaking news. I'm looking at ABC News right now.
I said, better be good.
I don't know what they're doing, but I'm seeing the comedian from the Madison Square Garden rally.
Oh,
they're
no.
playing the clip again. It is Wednesday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Day four of that
story? Day of major network coverage over the Puerto Rico garbage comment.
Bombing comedian makes stupid joke 4 hours before Trump hits stage.
How is that even possible?
Desperation.
And above it, CNN, Latino voters in swing states, angry about joke. CNN.
Well, you know what? Given the might of the media and its uniform reporting of these stories, all from the perspective of the left, all telling Hispanic America that, oh, yeah, this guy at the Trump rally said Puerto Ricans are garbage. Yeah, and probably ought to be murdered. That's what he said, more or less, yeah.
So if this is the most consequential election of my lifetime, as I'm being told, that's the issue? 5 days out, 6 days out from the election?
Yeah.
The comedian's joke about Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Wow! Wow!
Wow. Wow is right. Monarchy now.
This
democracy
is the most
doesn't
election
work.
Of our lifetime.
It is the most election of our lifetimes.
Yeah, I'd forgotten that. So back to the WAPO freakout and Jeff Bezos deciding they're going to go back to the roots and not endorse presidential candidates because they are losing $77 million a year because everybody thinks that the WAPO and other mainstream media is wildly biased, and indeed their approval ratings are below that of Congress, which is below that of, you know, vomiting and migraine headaches. So anyway, that's the subtext, the setup for this. I thought it was interesting. Somebody directed me to the comments on the Jeff Bezos editorial explaining why the WAPO would follow that policy henceforth. And every single one of them was an ad hominem attack, or at the best, this is the best one I found. Jeff, I edited your statement. Now more than ever, the world needs a credible, trusted, independent voice, and where better for that voice to originate than the capital city, the most important country in the world. Many of the finest journalists you'll find anywhere work at the Washington Post, and they work painstakingly every day to get to the truth. So, while that, unlike virtually every other comment in the first 30 or so, wasn't a, you're a stupid a-hole, and billionaires suck, and you should shut up, which is most of the comments, that was just simply denying his case or pretending it doesn't exist.
The numbers now, 250,000 subscribers have canceled their Washington Post subscription. That's 10% of their total subscriber number.
Right. And I'll bet Bezos is surprised by that, but not completely surprised, because his whole point is, look, we put all of our eggs in one ideological basket, and we've given away all of our credibility. It is not that shocking that the current customer base is what I just described.
Right.
There are people who want nothing but left-wing news. So, no, I'll bet he's not shocked by the outrage, but maybe by the gravity of it, the size of it. Anyway, that's kind of a lead up to this, which I found very interesting from Fred Bauer, who writes for National Review, among others. And he's a very serious guy, and this is not some sort of, you know, crazy Pizzagate QAnon stuff. This is who people are actually paying attention to inside the Beltway and in the intelligentsia of progressive New York. It's these two Harvard professors, Stephen Levitsky and Daniel Ziblatt, of How Democracies Die fame, if you're familiar with that book. But they have been advocating this complete civil society resistance to Trump if he returns to the White House. It reminds me of, you know, the fabulous, it doesn't matter, Michael Pillsbury's book, The 100-Year Marathon, but China has a whole-of-society program to resist, to oppose the United States. From bankers to media to the military to shopkeepers to investors to students in the United States to Chinese hometown leagues in the United States, every man, jack of them, needs to be against the United States. Well, Levitsky and Ziblatt have, and if you wonder about their influence, when Chuck Schumer was trying to blow up the filibuster, he had these two address the Senate Democratic Caucus, explaining why you had to blow up the filibuster to save democracy. But so anyway, these guys are calling in writing and in meetings for a societal mobilization in which, quote, influential groups and societal leaders, chief executives, religious leaders, labor leaders, prominent retired public officials must speak out. Social mobilization, societal mobilization, means a coordinated effort by business, religion, elite academics, and others to oppose the elected government when it crosses some red line. Bauer actually asks whether it pledges some Democratic politicians to try to pack the court would itself be passing over a red line is unaddressed in this essay. But anyway, so this idea of unified resistance is sacred among the New York Times, Chuck Schumer, AOC crowd. And the Washington Post screwed it up. Or Jeff Bezos screwed it up. That's why everybody's freaking out so much, is because they're all in on this plan. They're all down with this idea. And they've got to have the WAPO in on it.
Right. I listened to a long podcast with Schultzberger, the guy that's the head dude at the New York Times. It was interesting to me to find out these are really big organizations. And, you know, being the publisher or the owner or whatever, you don't have near as much like fingertip control of what's going on as I like have always imagined. I mean, the Schultzberg guy, the New York Times, was talking in the podcast about how he regularly like gets up in the morning and reads the New York Times and think, oh my God, I can't believe we printed that or whatever. I mean, it's not like he's controlling on a day by day basis what's on the front page.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to delegate authority to various people. So I would think to turn things around, Bezos is going to have to get rid of a bunch of people in important positions, I would think.
Well, right. And your New York Times example is a good one and kind of instructive in that even if the owner or even the publisher decided we're way too biased, I'm going to replace some people. You almost have to overdo it to neutralize it. I mean, it's like meeting a force with the force. You've got to meet it with enough force to slow its momentum. And in the case of a WAPO or a New York Times, the momentum toward the left is enormous. So, yeah, you would have to just do an enormous purge, I think, to even render it neutral.
Well, it's probably the wrong time of any four-year period to be having these conversations because things are the craziest they ever get in terms of media coverage right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Days before a presidential election, got an example of coming up, Brett Hume's criticism of the media coverage of the whole garbage comment from Biden. If you haven't heard that, we'll play it for you right after this.
Yeah. Quick word from Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on at least two player stat projections, up to six, and watch the winnings roll in. It's just you against the numbers.
Yeah, this is cool. It's easy to do, and with as little as four correct picks, you can win up to 100 times your money. That's a heck of a payout, and the payout comes quick. You can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes, fast, safe, and secure. That's Prize Picks.
And Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in place even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks, your picks are still alive. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code Armstrong. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's the code Armstrong on Prize Picks. To get $50 instantly when you play $5, you don't need to win to get that bonus. It's guaranteed either way. Prize Picks, run your game!
You know, on the topic of institutional media bias, so I've got all these TVs in front of me, CNN, ABC, NBC, so lots of coverage of the Puerto Rican joke from four days ago. Only on Fox have I seen anything about the Biden garbage remark, although Kamala Harris has just been asked about it live on the tarmac. Hanson, get that for us. But if you haven't heard Biden's comment from last night, it's this.
For Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of seen as unconscionable.
The only garbage I see out there is his supporters. And that's the president. So that's not a surrogate 4 hours before Trump speaks who comes out and says, I don't know the guy and I disavow his comments. That's the president. So they tried to clean it up. But Britt Hume wrote on Fox this morning, or in his Twitter, it's one thing for media outlets to dismiss Biden's calling Trump supporters garbage as an idiotic remark by a senile old man long prone to gaffes. But to pretend he didn't see it, didn't say it, or to ignore it completely is another matter entirely. An example of media corrupted by politics. Absolutely. Yes. You're going to tell me if Trump hadn't called half the country garbage last night, that wouldn't be the only story in politics today? Give me a break. I mean, try harder. I hate it when people text us that, but, be better. Try harder.
Right. It's easy to see, once you become aware of it, what I was talking about before, and certainly in 2016, my God, it included the FBI, and 50 current and former intelligence officials and whatever, the intelligentsia crowd is absolutely bought into the notion of we all have to oppose Trump every minute of every day, no matter what, in spite of the fact that 50% of the population, or so, we'll find out next week, think, no, we'd prefer him to the Democrats. Thank you very much.
We know something about the people that set those ballots on fire at the drop boxes in Oregon and Washington. I'll give you a guess what kind of people they might be. Stay tuned for that and other news.
Armstrong and Getty.
You know, the big wireless companies want you to overpay for data that you don't need, but you don't have to settle for that. With Pure Talk, well, you get to choose how much data that you actually want. And for $25 a month, you'll get unlimited talk, unlimited text. You're going to get mobile hotspot, 5 gigs of data. Go with Pure Talk, and you get to choose how much data you actually want. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and if you do it now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month from Pure Talk.
As Cybersecurity Awareness Month winds down, LifeLock reminds you to update your software regularly. These updates fix security flaws that could be exploited by identity thieves, but don't stop there. LifeLock offers comprehensive identity theft protection that goes the extra mile. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious use of your info, but also takes action to resolve identity theft issues, guaranteed or your money back. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Discover Mosaic Restaurant, where every experience is memorable and every meal is a masterpiece. Join us for breakfast, lunch, dinner, happy hour, and weekend brunch in our indoor dining room, bar, and outdoor patios. Enjoy Mosaic handcrafted cocktails, fine wines, craft beers, stone oven pizza, and locally sourced specials. Conveniently located next to the Sheraton Reading Hotel, just steps from Turtle Bay Museum, Sundial Bridge, and beautiful gardens. Turtle Bay members enjoy a 10% discount year-round. For menus and reservations, visit mosaicreading.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
McDonald's recently announced that its Quarter Pounder is back on the menu after health officials ruled out beef as the source of an E. coli outbreak. They've also managed to rule out chicken as the source of McNuggets.
That's a McDonald's joke. I haven't been following this that closely. Have they identified where the problem came from, or is it still a mystery? Or do they have it figured out?
I can't answer with authority. I thought a couple of days ago they'd nailed it down to one supplier of onions. Katie, do you know?
Yeah, they had nailed it down to Taylor Farms.
Okay. Does Taylor Farms know how it happened? I was just wondering because I thought, wow, could this be China, Iran, somebody just trying to figure out, you know, a little dry run of messing with our food supply?
Sabotaging our sacred burgers.
Exactly.
Bastards.
I know. Or, you know, it happens. Could just be that, too. This news came out yesterday because the election's going on. You don't hear anything other than what Trump or Kamala Harris says. But U.S. airlines are now required to automatically refund you for a canceled flight, which should have been the case all along, as opposed to, oh, you give me two drink tickets and I get credit for the next flight or whatever. No! We had a deal! I'm supposed to fly from here to there, you canceled my flight! They have to give you your money back immediately now, which is completely fair, I think.
I go to the butcher shop and say, I need a leg of lamb tomorrow night. I go tomorrow and they say, no lamb, sorry. I get my money back.
No, you get a store credit.
No, give me my money back.
No, store credit. You have to use us again. You're not even allowed to go to a different butcher. That's amazing.
Hand me that big bone behind the counter just for a second. I need to borrow it.
Whether the government should be involved with that or it should be free market, it's kind of difficult. But then you got, you know, you only have so many airlines and the barrier of entry for it to become an airline and all that. So I don't know. I'm not smart enough to figure that out. The ballot box arson attacks. So in Oregon and Washington, some of your drop boxes for ballots, which I wish didn't exist. I don't like the whole thing at all. But they do exist, lots of places. A couple of them got set on fire. Authorities say the words Free Palestine and Free Gaza were written on the incendiary devices used to set them on fire.
Boy, there's a shock. As I said yesterday, with complete confidence, you got conservative suburbs of Portland where ballots are set ablaze. Who sets things on fire in the Portland area? Let me think. Gee, I can't come up with anybody. Leftists, the Antifa types, the radical, fevered young left. Goodness sakes.
So I mentioned this earlier. Is anybody watching the TV show Tracker? It's like an actual...
Sorry, 25 years in Leavenworth for burning ballots, and I'm not joking.
I'm fine with that.
Back to you.
Is anybody watching the TV show Tracker? It's an actual network show. I think we became aware of it watching NFL football, and they were advertising Tracker endlessly on CBS. My 13-year-old, I started watching it. Let me read the description to you. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Lone wolf survivor. That's a good start right there, isn't it? The first two words is a good description of the show. Lone wolf. Mm. Lone wolf survivalist. Third word, also good.
Strong start.
Lone wolf survivalist Coulter Shaw roams the country as a reward seeker, using his expert tracking skills to help private citizens and law enforcement solve all manners of mysteries while contending with his own fractured family.
It's basically
the Lone Ranger, and I was thinking, I'll bet this is an archetype that goes back thousands of years in terms of stories, like the person who roams from village to village helping people out, and you don't really know much about them, and then they disappear again. It's got to be right. One of those, doesn't it? Anyway, he's incredibly handsome and charismatic. I'm sure women are digging him like crazy. But I hadn't watched network television in such a long time. My 13-year-old is loving it, man. For me, it's eye-rollingly trite. I mean, it's just, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. When you're used to Netflix and that sort of stuff.
Sure, that speaks, though, to kind of the primal human need for certain kinds of stories. And you got to keep it simple for young people and simpletons, which is fine.
Sure, it's who they're aiming at, I guess. But it's a pretty good show. Yeah. It's well done, if you like that sort of thing.
Coming up, my favorite Biden appointment. He appointed a hero. Seriously. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at www.robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodity interests can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Display prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. This station does not...
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Extremist policies are running California into the ground. But there is hope, because of leaders like the North States Assemblyman James Gallagher. James Gallagher is fighting for us to protect our way of life from the Sacramento politicians who want to take away our parental rights and our God-given freedoms. And he has the record to prove it. James took on Gavin Newsom over the state's abuse of power during the COVID-19 pandemic and won, protecting our local small businesses and our schools. And now, James Gallagher is fighting Gavin Newsom to bring accountability for criminals and cut our gas prices. That's why James is pushing for reforms like Prop 36 that'll make our communities safer, keep criminals behind bars, and reduce homelessness. And James will work to cut inflation and taxes, which make our groceries, our energy, and our cost of living higher. The North States Assemblyman. Conservative fighter, James Gallagher.
Paid for by Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Experience matters, family matters. Mary Rickert served on the Shasta County Mental Health, Alcohol, and Drug Advisory Board and has been active in the National Alliance for Mental Illness for decades. She's advocated for medically assisted treatment in our jail system and understands the challenges of mental health and substance use. A vote for Mary Rickert on November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County. A common sense conservative. Experience and family matter.
And paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A church in England mistakenly showed pornography for a few seconds during a sing-along for grade school kids,
oh.
And right there on the spot, some of the tenors became baritones.
How does that happen?
It's not a good joke, no.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
The porn
don't
thing.
Don't show porn to children.
Right? It's like hackers, usually?
It can be. A live stream?
Yeah.
Is that right?
They get into Zoom calls or that sort of stuff, and then they drop a little porn in. I guess you find it funny.
Come on.
I guess for a dull business meeting, I'm fine with that. Don't do it with children, though.
I am highly amused by it for a teleconference for some corporate.
Right.
It's funny.
Right.
It just is. Not children, though. Good Lord.
No.
Can we please stop sexualizing children? Mm. Anyway, I said to Jack, hey, I've got a bunch of non-political stuff we can do here. If you're into politics, stay with us. The race is pretty much tied. Nobody knows who's going to turn out. You're probably garbage. Trump's going to put you in a prison camp. Anyway, that's a brief summary. We'll get
probably garbage.
Yes. But I realize this is almost semi-political, this story. But I still like it. America has a newish archivist. This gal was put into the gig just before the whole Trump Mar-a-Lago thing. She wasn't in charge of it. She just got the job right as that was happening. But her name is Colleen Shogan, or Shagan. Anyway, she's now very controversial. And this is a Biden appointee now, remember, because the National Archives and Records Administration, which operates a popular museum on the National Mall and is getting together a brand new America's History Through the Archives presentation, her philosophy is, this is a great country, and we're going to highlight the good stuff. In the recent decade or so, it's all about how mean we are to Indians, how mean we were to Japanese during World War II, how mean we were to black people, how mean this is an awful, evil, racist country. And she says, no, I'm not having it. That's not why people come here. And she's getting enormous pushback from her staff. But I say, oh, get them.
Our radio studio, by the way, is built on the land that once belonged to the Arapahoes. And they would have two brave warriors get up every morning and describe the news of the day.
And they leaven it a bit with some nice native humor. Good stuff. I think it's terrific. Now, if you are doing a serious study of the history of America in the 19th century, for instance, and you want to talk about treaties with Indians and broken treaties and whatever.
Yeah.
That's absolutely legitimate. 100% legitimate.
It's rough. It's the history of the world, but it's rough.
Well, of course, yeah, yeah. But if you are going to the National Archives to take in the history of the country.
Right.
No, it's geez Louise. The whole, and this is so childlike. It's so knee-jerk. That self-loathing is absolutely necessary to be a progressive in good standing. I mean, no matter what the actual balance of historical good and evil and mistakes and triumphs and all, it's like JT's email we featured like an hour ago. You cannot be positive or optimistic in progressive circles. You must be angry and self-loathing. You don't get a choice.
Well, it's all about what you emphasize, obviously. All the stuff can be true history, but why emphasize that? I don't exactly understand what the point of It is.
Well, you grew up going to schools that employed Howard Zinn's awful America-hating view of history. Anyway, it happened under our watch, friends. Totally different topic. American Airlines is now busting people who cut the boarding line and try to board before their group.
Boarding passengers group two? Boarding group two. Then you got some group three a-hole joining
right.
you?
Right. Low life. Right.
Low life scum.
So passengers in boarding group one were filing onto American Airlines flight to Dallas when an ominous sound went off at gate B11. Dip, 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 doop. The gate agent delivered the bad news. The passenger, you're in group four. Can you please wait for your group? It went off again minutes later. It looked like the last gasp sound of AirPods running out of juice or some sad game over music for an old video game. That's how they describe this sound. You know, this is the modern internet. Exactly. This is the internet. They ought to have a link to the actual sound. You'll be boarding with group five, sir, the agent said. Wow. Five more passengers were turned back before group two was called.
Wow. I always follow the rules because it doesn't matter that much to me. But I'll bet there are lots of people been doing that their whole lives. No.
Oh, yeah.
Life hack. Board with group one.
They never stop you. Yeah. Now, that
makes you a jerk, you realize. We all know we could do that. We've known people like that. Our old producer, Dominic, was like that. You're just a sheep if you follow those rules. If we all did what you brilliant people do, the whole thing falls apart, you see, is right. The problem.
Right. Well, some people don't care. They have no interest in the social compact. I would like them not only sent back to board with their group, but perhaps hurled off the plane mid-flight. Anyway, but that's controversial. That pales in comparison, though, to, in my mind, it's in large part a Southwest Airlines phenomenon, though it's spreading, where anybody who needs assistance or extra time boarding may now board, and you got a line of 15 wheelchairs, and then miracle cure! 13 of those people walk off at the other end just fine! Oh, it's a beautiful triumph of the human spirit.
So air stewardesses now can heal people, like an evangelist or something. You are healed! Oh, thank God.
Rise up and walk out into the terminal.
If you sit in a wheelchair so you can get on a plane first and then walk off because you're really fine, you just want a better seat, you are the absolute worst kind of human being on earth to me.
Mm.
You are so awful.
Murderers, but... Anyway, I don't want to get in the way of your populist
you
screed.
You are so awful. It's not a populist screed. It's just basic humanity.
Joe Getty.
I see it as mocking people who are handicapped. We've come up with a way to help people who've had the misfortune of being handicapped, and you're going to mock that or ruin it?
Out of your selfishness, yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
I still put murderers above them on the totem pole, but,
I was thinking about, I didn't realize Terry Garr, the actress who died yesterday, had MS. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Man, what a cutie and so funny back in the day.
Oh. A friend of mine died of MS. She got her memorial this weekend, and so MS has been on my mind. But if you're healthy, you should be thankful for that every single day and not, you know, mock fate or God or whatever you believe in by pretending to be handicapped.
Well, Joe Getty's rough justice, which you're familiar with, is you are sentenced to being whatever you faked being. Oh, you're pretending to be crippled? Hold still.
Pretending your legs don't work? Okay, gonna tie you down for a second.
Some of this is going to be a little Saudi, and it's don't watch, okay? Those of you who are of more gentle dispositions, don't watch, but I will have society reformed. Give me 6 months.
Barbaric!
somewhat. Anyway, so that's going on. Then this story, again, not politics exactly, but the biggest French newspaper, Le Monde, did a study that found out that the bodyguards of Joe Biden, the Secret Service guys, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, and what's his face, the weak president of France, Macron, Vladimir Putin, all of their bodyguards are into the same, or quite a few of them, the same fitness app /watch this Strava thing. And they all log their jogs and their exercise and all. And if you can figure out who's on their security detail, which is pretty easy to do, you know where the candidate or the president is. You know what hotel they're staying at. You know when they get to a certain city or whatever by tracking these guys and gals in their fitness app.
Yeah, that's interesting. That all that open source intelligence stuff I find fascinating. There's a lot of it in the David Sanger book about things we were able to figure out at the beginning of the Ukrainian war with new modern ways of looking at this stuff, things like you're just talking about. You can, mm-hmm. There's so much info out there. Your cell phone pings, your bank records, your just all kinds of stuff that people can find.
Yeah. Now, the various governments in question have all said, well, we don't feel like this poses a real operational risk to the protectees, something. Anyway, I've got to go have a meeting with my staff. So they are going to be cutting down on how often these people can use these apps, or I don't know. There was some concern, was it Fitbit or one of the popular apps, that so many U.S. service personnel wore them and used them, that you could map the movements of personnel around bases in the U.S., figure out their staffing levels, and around the world, around the U.S. and the world, and get a lot of open-source intelligence about American military operations through that stuff. It's somewhat troubling. It's also very, very interesting. Anyway, one final note. Again, not terribly political. A Kentucky man who was pronounced brain dead and prepared for organ donation woke up before he was set to have his organs removed.
Oh.
The incident has sparked an investigation and led several people to quit their jobs.
I'm still using these.
Anthony Thomas T.J. Hoover, 36 years old, woke up multiple times before he was scheduled to donate his organs in Richmond, Kentucky.
Oh, my God.
Said an organ preservationist who does this for a living and quit her job, it was a big mess.
What part of it? The whole, you're going to harvest organs out of an alive guy?
Well, are you familiar with the concept of the honor walk?
No.
Which is a moving thing. It's a ceremony of respect where people gather in the halls of the hospital as the donor is moved to the room where the recovery surgery begins. It's the honor walk, where this person who has chosen to donate their organs to help other people live is quietly saluted as their now essentially brain dead but still functioning body is moved to where the organs will be donated. Well, during the honor walk, he woke up and began tracking his family members with his eyes.
Oh, my God.
His family members said, whoa, 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 hey, TJ is looking at me. And
no, he's not. I'm sorry for your loss. We got to get him in there.
Yeah, let's keep moving here. Let's keep moving. Well, they were told by a couple of the people involved, no, that's a normal reflex. And
we need to
get his sister said, he's looking right at me.
No, he's not. Get in that liver.
The organ procedure is called off, and Hoover survived, though he suffers from brain damage and has minimal short-term memory. Hey, me too, but you can't have my lungs. He's able to walk. He's able to feed himself.
God.
He talks if you ask him questions.
Oh, my God.
He just
God.
Can't remember a whole lot, so you can't really hold a conversation with him, but he's there, and he's really funny, too. And he wants his lungs. He's using them.
Your memory's not so good. Give me your heart.
Holy cow. And just hours before
what's the capital
organ
of North
donation,
Dakota? You don't remember? Sorry. Give me your lungs.
Out with your kidneys. So hours before the organ donation was supposed to take place, they were doing a cardiac catheterization to see if his heart was healthy enough to be donated. And he woke up. He woke up in response to the pain because when they go through the arteries, it's really painful. After he woke up, he was sedated. Well, says Martin, the woman who quit, they shouldn't have given him any more medication and sedated him. They should have figured out if he was alive or not and taken him back to the ICU.
Wow.
But they didn't.
If I start to wake up, don't sedate me to make sure I'm back asleep again.
And just for the record, I did not make up this story in time for Halloween. No, it actually happened.
God, that's horrific.
Really horrific.
Look, I'm an organ donor and proud of it. When I go, you can have whatever parts of me ain't worn out, and there aren't many. But hey, do not be moving in early, right? Damn vultures.
Make sure I'm past my expiration date before you take those out. Kamala Harris has responded to the Biden garbage comment. If you don't know what we're talking about, we'll get to that later. It's kind of the dumb story of the day.
He called you garbage. He's a monster.
Among other things on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
When it comes to protecting your home and family, it's always better to stop trouble before it has the chance to start.
That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with their new Active Guard outdoor protection.
It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge AI plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's agents to prevent crime before it happens.
Save 50% on a new Simply Safe system with a select professional monitoring plan at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Your life's online. Your personal info shouldn't be. With today's hackers, locking it up isn't enough. Disguise your data with Cloaked. Cloaked identifies and removes data threats, then prevents future threats by generating on-demand aliases to disguise your phone number, email address, even credit card number. Stay online, stay safe, stay Cloaked. Get a free safety check at Cloaked.com to see if your personal info is compromised. That's Cloaked.com.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, everyone. For all of you who suffer from calcium oxalate stones, here is some free advice. Tip 1, drink plenty of water. It takes a lot of water to dilute and pass the substances that lead to stones. Tip 2, modify your diet. You'll need to limit sodium, cut your meat.
Tired of difficult lifestyle changes that often don't work? If you suffer from calcium oxalate stones, now there's help. KidneyCop. Calcium oxalate protector. Add KidneyCop to your routine as a way to potentially reduce or even stop the formation of calcium oxalate stones. KidneyCop is a dietary supplement developed by doctors and pharmacists. It's been proven in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. Just take KidneyCop. Satisfaction guaranteed and your money back. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. Yes, you can start enjoying life again. Purchase KidneyCop at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com today.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close, and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
Jazz Big Band Ensemble and Jazz Combo will be holding their fall concert on November 1st at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. The performance will be directed by Zach Gifford. $7 general admission, $5 seniors and students, $10 at the door. For more information, please visit shastacollege.edu/arts-events or call the theater box office at 530-242-7573.
Thank you.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
National polls, the battleground state polls continue to show the president shall race so close that it's within the margin of error. Could go either way. That's why I'm not going to do polls from now through Election Day, because just come on. It's tight. We have no idea what's going to happen. Let's just watch the people vote.
Jake Tapper saying not going to do polls anyway. The people who are like, polls are also close. They're all over the place. Tend to be people on the left. Mark Halperin's view is their internal polling still has Trump winning, definitely most likely, and including Democratic strategists. But anyway, we can talk about that another time. Do I need to know anything about this?
I agree with Jake Tapper in principle. I don't want to hear another word about any poll. This is the fabulous Seth Dillon, the head guy at the Babylon Bee, shockingly endorsing Kamala Harris.
Hi, I'm Seth Dillon, CEO of the Babylon Bee. While other fake news organizations like the Washington Post and the LA Times refuse to save democracy, we here at the Babylon Bee are proud to do our part. Today we've decided to officially endorse Kamala Harris for president. Why Kamala? Well, we'd be here all day if I listed all the reasons, but I'll name a few. To begin with, she shot straight to the top because of her intellect. Smart lady. She's the first person in history to win a primary without receiving a single vote. That's impressive. She's a person of color. Indian, I think. She's a phenomenon. She gave Drew Barrymore a hug, an act that symbolized her willingness to wrap her arms around the country and give us all a hug whenever Republicans make us feel sad.
Oh, man.
She was such a popular vice president that over 12 million people hiked hundreds of miles to cross our southern border to vote for her without ID in this election. She has a melodic and soothing voice, especially when she laughs. I can listen to her laugh for hours. Most importantly, though, she is not Donald Trump. Wow. How can you put into words the greatness that is Kamala Harris? She reminds us to look forward to what can be, unburdened by what has been. And she understands, perhaps better than anyone else, the significance of the passage of time. She knows, as all wise leaders do, that there is great significance to the passage of time. Each minute that passes takes us from the present into the future. We're only here, right now, in this moment, because other moments, like the one that just went by, have passed. What could be more significant than that? We are grateful that when America is on the brink of losing its democracy, the person standing strong against the looming threat of fascism is a woman as accomplished, intelligent, joyful, and non-white as Kamala Harris. And so we join Eminem, Megan Thee Stallion, the Insane Clown Posse, and many other great thought leaders by proudly endorsing Kamala Harris for president.
That's pretty freaking good.
Dryly delicious. Yes, indeed. Seth Dillon, fabulous Babylon Bee.
So the flap of the day is Joe Biden calling y'all trash. He's a senile old man. He did say it, I think. Anyway, the excuses for it, Kamala has reacted to, like, since we've been on the air, some of the punditry around it. We'll have all that in hour three. If you don't get hour three, get the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.